That's what in our tradition is the old days. What is he very nice to be?
Who were you under in Jaffna? You were?
Jaffna, very interesting people. Mr. Smith.
Oh, S.J.
Smith. S.J. Smith. And later Mr. Russell.
Mm-hmm. And then in Kandy, when you were OA?
In Kandy, there was Compton.
Mm-hmm. He was a bit of a recluse, wasn't he?
Correct, in a way, because he was interested in historical, ethnographical, coin, numismatical matters. But as an administrator, he had a quick grasp of things.
Mm-hmm.
A quick grasp.
Did you pick up a lot from him?
Yes. Well, certain things I did, I can say that I learned from him, that he quit. He would not beat about the bush. Few words, man of few words. His minister of few. That's one of the point. But there is this attitude. He would not go out of his way to remedy a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I have an experience. I can only speak of my experience. I was office assistant. As office assistant, I was also secretary of the provincial road fund. I found certain things in the old ordinance which are not good. I mean, not good date. The representation of this one must be on the board very bad. So I put up a meeting. That was raised because the next meeting is the provincial road fund. Which meant a certain amount of, what shall I say, public feeling that would have raised. I mean, I want a representation of this section, and so on, and so on. And also estate roads were this, estate roads were being maintained half by government contribution, half by the estates. And the estates have the right to close in some places.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you must raise these matters to the committee. If necessary, buy up whatever rights they have and open the road for all the people to go through. It affects both parties. We take certain rights from the estate people, but on the other hand, we improve the road. He called me. He made no money from it. He called me and said, so why do you raise this to the northern? I said, no, I'm not. Yes, I said, no, sir. I thought it would be to raise these issues now. He said, why not let sleeping dogs lie?
Mm-hmm.
Why not let sleeping dogs lie?
That's very interesting.
So, I knew it was useless, my going any further on that. So I said, in that case, I'll take that memorandum back. I took it back, throw it off and take it. He was more interested in quiet life there, so that he may discuss language matters, some abstract theory about the je and the le in a verse. He was very interested in.
In fact, someone told me that he was opposed to Brain's idea.
Yes, Brain and he were entirely different. Brain was a practical man in the field. His heart was in the village. This man was starting was an old philon in books and lore. Though he was very clever, and he would write his report well, succinct.
What about Smith and Russell?
Smith was a good man, very fine man. I did not know him well, only 1 year, I say. One little thing, Smith. I think they were high cultured men.
Mm-hmm.
I had aspirant in Jaffna and magistrate. I found that the headman, chief headman, was a very bald individual. He falls in it. Really falls in it. That he had seen certain trees in that compound for many years. Whereas the evidence was that they had been planted overnight, coconut plants, planted. So I said, all right, I'll inspect this place. I did not give time, I went straight away that evening to inspect. And the man pulled out all the coconut trees. Coconut trees of 4, 5, 6 years old, uprooted from other place and then planted there. You could see easily the old crown left, you know, the old ring round. So I reported him to the government agent for prosecution. And he said, the Attorney General reports him to the government agent. He sent for me. I did this as magistrate, additional magistrate. He sent for me as cadet and said, you know, Arjuna, I have seen this report. Are you satisfied that the man and Mana deliberately gave this report? And I said, I think so. That's all he asked. He authorized, you know, authorized the prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch on a criminal thing like that. Yes, prosecute. Of course, he got up on a point of law. The Aryabhatta, right? That's my first experience of Aryabhatta, right? And he got up on some point of law. But he lost his job. Russell was a padri type.
Oh, religious.
Religious type.
Mm-hmm.
So religious people are more difficult. They are more rigid. Active Russell.
Mm-hmm. But science or religious is religious too.
Yes, but science and Russell are both, I think they consider the British interest
first.
Though they are very good. Russell, for example, was shocked. When I lived in the oldest house in Jaffnam, church, Indian church, Nalu, and he came to see something or other, I was there in cloth and with a shawl. I think he was a bit shocked to find me like this.
With old school.
With old school, perhaps.
I had a very interesting chat with Newton, and talking about British rule in general, and I'm thinking on the period before 1931, apropos of what he said also, don't you think that their policy was very much this quieter, non-movere, let's sleep in dog's life, no drive, no purpose?
I'll give an instance. We're not a publication, especially. I was asked in 1930, December, I was mapping out Ratnapura district lands. You know, mapping out, you know what they
are.
Then I was asked to undertake the mapping out of Hapadigam Koral. Hapadigam Koral. By Vedavar, who was in the government agent. So I just had a look at the situation. Nothing there to map out. There's no crown land as such except the hilltops, which certainly should not be clear. He says, no, don't worry. DS is raising a huge cry about land being sold to planters or land above 5,000. Something or other in the hills and so on. So we want to keep him quiet by mapping out his area.
Mm-hmm. That was his area, was it?
Abdiyankolli, Botale, Valbotale, Virgama, Abdiyankolli, that one. Well, I had my own work. I was mapping out EGA, Prasapur and Jagol districts. So I spent about 3 months in Media, going up all these hills. For nothing. I knew that there was nothing coming. I heard that there was no land to give away. And whatever land that was not in the law, should not be cultivated. Without knowing it on the map, I could see. But there you, that's why you utilize that time for certain things like that.
And also, didn't you feel that really they just thought efficiency as an end in itself and didn't think why are we training the people to handle the things? And
I don't think they were interested in training our people, not like the Donomo people. The Donomo commissioners, they really were keen on seeing, I think they were very genuine.
I was coming to that.
Yeah.
I think I'll take it later. I was thinking, no, for instance, land policy, till Brain and DS. There was no land policy, was there? Really?
Well, there was land. Now we must go very far back.
Yeah.
Wall, George Wall, in the days of, in the 1870s.
Yeah.
In 1870s, there was certain land policy, but more concerned with the planting area. And the planters had a certain interest in the land policy, so they took it up. But from the point of view of the citizens, it was Brain who first started the ball. He used to be referred to the governor, the government not liking Brain policy. We had a governor, the writer,
Clifford?
Sir Hugh Clifford.
Who wrote something?
He wrote a little book on that one. I don't think he liked Brain very much. But he thought he would write something on the land reform. And he wrote a small book. I cannot say that. I read it very carefully. But no one was interested except Sands. Sands was interested.
No one was interested in what? In that book?
In land. In land work. But that is in carrying out land policy in the interest of villages, not for major policy. Widman did nothing as control of revenue. He was not interested in that.
That's surprising. He was a land government officer. I should have thought he knew something.
Yeah, but I don't think he was super interested in that. Now, the man who was interested was Fraser, in a way. Fraser, there was one incident of Fraser. I never worked under Fraser. There was a man on the Irrigam Road about the 30 miles. Every year there was an illicit clearing report against this man. So the record showed that this man was encroaching every year. Pays a fine and goes on encroaching by another half an acre of land. So he went to see the man, to see what sort of man is. So he saw the man. I can work. I have my sons who can work. There's land there. So we can work. This man is supposed to have been told by the GA, by you go on and plant as much as you like, but write to me that you are doing it. He encouraged that cultivation. You see? Same thing with them. There was a Muslim in that one area who had three families.
Yes, of course.
Three families. In three different villages. When there was a complaint about this man has been given land in three different villages, he went to see it, yes, found the man. And if allotment in each village was the best in that village. Same story. I have this wife here. I can, she's also good. I have children by here. I have children by that. I can easily go early morning, I get up and go to that place and look after that. So he loved it. What's the impossible in that one, not again and then? But apart from those things, you want me not to cases. I don't think they were real. Why should they be interested? Why should they be interested?
Well, also there was a theory of trusteeship and also it was also in their own interest if land was developed.
Yeah.
They would get more revenue. It would, in certain ways,
but not at that time. The Sampradaya system had come. there was not much revenue of land, because it was spent on Katri, land Katri or something, so on.
But more rice? Or more crops?
Rice is why are they interested in more rice?
Well, you have less spent on imports.
Yes, are you just worried about imports? The revenue was enough to import.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they were interested after all.
In fact, Newman's big point was that the governor had reached the top.
Yeah.
Therefore, he wanted a quiet life.
Yeah.
The colonial secretary was looking for promotion.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the governor wanted a quiet life, so he thought to it that he had a quiet life.
Quite right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But Newman, I know Newman.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Kandy when the fever epidemic broke out.
Mm-hmm.
Newman did a very good job of work as commissioner of relief.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he wrote his book also on that, his report on the Ground Relief Commission. Though the governor may have wanted a quiet life, I don't think Stubbs, who was governor at the time, he did not want a quiet life. He was a very active man. I'll tell you this, interesting. Governor Stubbs married Balagandhara, Kattari. Lady Stubbs was a public health nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses are good people. I mean, they are coming to suffering and they know what it is, and they serve both. This lady went out and did heavy work during the fever epidemic in China. You people may not understand what exactly the condition the people were. Candy, we had to do it. We were in the UN pickup actually. Lady Stubbs used to come out early morning, go out to work, we had to go out to work. She goes to the house in the villages, having walked about a mile and a half on the young village road, slippery. She goes to the house, goes to the kitchen, herself takes the pot and pan, boils the water, herself prepares the water, takes the patient who is lying on the floor, half dying, half dead, with two or three children dead here, some buried. It is the saddest occurrence I have come across. People were not decimated, but it was decimated in the other sense, only one thing to arrest. There was nothing in the house. Even in normal times, if you have been to a village kitchen,
yes,
the house and so on, you don't see anything very much.
Mm-hmm.
You carry it, you collect it, you collect over two or three days, you have enough to go on, nothing at all. So she did all that. And as soon as she came back, I know that side, but over the subsequent side, I came over to now, when I took over the Red Cross work. And I see the Red Cross side, because she was serving the Red Cross in Ceylon, because of the epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
That opened her eyes to the need for some sort of volunteer to look after people whom state could not look after. So she had a meeting in March, immediately after March 1935. Newman was present and we were there, so Newman was all interested. And they started the Red Cross in Ceylon as a branch of the British Red Cross.
What sort of man was Stubbs?
I knew him only in his later period. So for a short while, you know, short and stubby. Short and stubby. They say he was very efficient as a chief secretary. And as governor, he was also good. I think he was a...
Was he cynical and a bit cold?
He was cynical. You might even say cold, yes. He was cynical, but he was a clever man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the son of old Bishop Stubbs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Bishop Stubbs married the butcher's daughter, isn't he?
Did I think so.
Yeah. I think so. Not merely Wolsey, but Bishop Stubbs also. That is the butcher, so I hear. And they used to pull, I think, stuff to some plant, they used to say a few things about that. That thing in the civil service, the old day where you could switch over, to me, is a very important aspect of the service. That comes in there.
You mentioned these speculators coming with money or with bags anyway to this. Now in the 20s and 30s, especially when you were say in Ratnapura and Kegal and in Avisavala in the 30s, did you come across many Sinhalese land brokers?
In Ratnapura, but I came across in Mathara.
Mathara.
Mathara is a place.
Not in Kegal?
I did not do land purchase in Kegal. Mm-hmm. I did a few in the Sabaragamu or the Ratnapura district.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ratnapura district, it was all confined to the villages by that time. You would not consider anyone outside.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, the policy had been fairly well settled.
What about Thornhill?
Thornhill, who was the Survey General or what?
No, there was a noted English planter, notorious chap.
Ah, Thornhill, he was in Ratnapura.
Yes.
He is an enterprising sort of man. I think he started the rubber factory.
Oh, I see.
And so on. I did not know Thornhill. Mm-hmm. He was there in Ratnapura at the time. But... Birwane? That time Puchanga Dandabura? That's a hundred. No, that's about changing a ball on Papi Rena Balangulan. And Thornhill, I don't think some of the plant is like him. He was the first person, I think, to start the rubber factory. And he did produce a certain amount of rubber goods.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason or other, he was not encouraged or lost. I cannot say I know him.
No, I was thinking of the 20s, for instance. You get some chaps who used to speculate in land, and sometimes had their activities checked by some of these AGAs and also by the LSOs, these settlement officers. Didn't they have power to prevent speculators buying up village land?
So they have the power, but the point is to renew a vishi and as a bid. Those days they were land bids, auctions.
Yes.
Those auctions were stopped.
That was a bad system.
You see, that was a bad system because anyone can buy. Well, you cannot say. At that time it was done, there was no demand as such by the person. The person had no money in the first place.
No, I'm not thinking of the auctions. I'm thinking of settlement work. I know you're not in it.
Land settlement work? There was no question of land dealers coming in.
Yes, but if chaps had grabbed land before, say, and it was on dubious title, the settlement officer would take it away from them.
That's right, yes. He could do it. He could do it. There it is. Suppose I'm the Badgaon people, the candidates, especially a large number of the low community, so-called low community. They have been working the chain as a generation, but no record. So they may sell to one of the land grabbers for a nominal rate.
Mm-hmm.
So many amunams in that area for 50 rupees. And these people come with that document, which is transferred from the genuine cultivator. Some settlement officers are not worried. He has just told the documents, and that man says it's my document. But that one doesn't have a right. That's a right. And some people may have done that. Stand like his brother. His brother. He is a person who is able to hear something wrong there. You know his brother?
Yes.
I think he's in the hotel or somewhere.
That's right.
That area. He will tell you something wrong there. I think they have the right to say, yes, you may be having that. But we are only interested in settling it, certificate of quiet possession. You know the CQP said yes. I cannot say that we have certificate, so we cannot recognize your title. I declare it private. I won't say the so-and-so or so-and-so, but he has been quiet position by so-and-so. You can go to court and petition.
What is your impression of the land settlement department in the 20s?
I cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
I was not in the land settlement
department. Because there is this political viewpoint that they were grabbing land and sending it to plant it.
It was a bit earlier, no? There was a land belonging to the temples, temple land. and the Devalaya and the Nindakamalaya. Now, all therefore depends on the Shrinna, chief Shrinna. It is on their recommendation that these lands are sold. If the headman was interested, and it's difficult to say that they were not interested, that they thought, look here, these people are getting nothing out of the land. Now let them give the 25 rupees, the planting committee are prepared. So it's difficult to criticize them in adversely in that way. They may have thought genuinely, if in their interest, let them get the money now and do something with it. The question of landlessness or the implications of landlessness in an agricultural community, I don't think we agree with them very much. Nor do we agree with even the politicians of that time, of that time. Today we can criticize. But did anyone think then that it should not have been done? We are only having one or two rare persons like Garangarika Dharmapal or that group. One or two individuals who saw far, who saw things, and then we were against it, but they were only lone voices.
I was wondering if you had served in a district in this early period in which others were doing settlement work, because I was wondering what the reaction of the peasants was to the settlement officers.
Reaction of settlement.
Did they resent this?
I'm unable to answer that question fully. I were experiencing Kent.
Yes.
Of post-settlement work.
Yes, that's right.
Post-settlement. The settlement officer is a block, you know the procedure, first a block survey, and then at that time the men come to know that something is brewing. So they come and state their case. Then the settlement officer comes and he looks into this place. He declares this ground, that one is speaking. So, the problem of the world is that in other settlements, in Kandy Gurusbag area, I remember, for over 40 years there had been a fight. I thought I was going to be a hero and finish that work. And did so, separate page for each block and all the rest of it, going there. Did heavy work, midnight oil. And with all that, when I went to the village and saw the land and saw that the people were there for ages with walls collapsing, obviously 30, 40 years, and by his children, the next compound and so on, the survey was all wrong.
That's very interesting.
The survey was all wrong. And we had to, at least, I had just before the time the decision was taken, I had to recommend. But all those people, we declared that, we declared that, not to distress their position. Well, you cannot go on service. Another thing, yeah, I'm only speaking of my experience. In Karavita, in Ratnapura district, some of these people take it easy, a surveyor.
Bread?
No, take it easy, surveyor. They come across, very difficult jungle to grow. This is for a crown. How do they make it in the headman knows that there are some people in the village, in that one, living, hill people. You know hill people, jaggery,
yes.
They are jaggery, they are not worried about the risk. Headman also is sad, he doesn't want to go there, he thinks, why should I take this young master, all that jungle, leeches and all that. How do you know, okay, Server also makes a big block of 5,000 acres, one lot, lot one. Oldest jungle green. On that plan, people plan out, divide this into so and so thing. When it comes to settlement, the you first map out then after that. You map out first on this lot. Find jungle thing as well, you map out 50 acres of village forest, 50 acres of land, so on. When you start giving the land, you go there again to reach the place. When I went there, in Karavita, a block of some 2,000 acres or so, one lot, I found in the heart of this jungle about 4 or 5 houses, 30, 40, 50 year old houses. We have been living there, coming once a month or so down for salt and various matters. You cannot entirely rely on surveys of that.
In Dharmasbhagi, for instance, how did the people take to this settlement work? Did they like it, or were they a bit scared, or did they resent your decision?
No, it depends. If you explain to them in their language, if you specially just spend the night with them, and then say, okay, this one, so and so, government is not interested in this land as such, they want to make it, give you a secure right, so that you may not have to go to court. And if there is a good leader among them, that's an important thing, especially in rural communities, they must have a good leader. Then they accept. And they, otherwise, there are some Gurugurugurugurus and others, you know, Gurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurugurug more than that, you are entitled much more than that, you better go to school, don't accept these things, and so on.
Yes, in fact, I wonder how far in some of these Kenyan countries, and even say Mathara, Kegal, and Sabargamo, how far is proctors and notaries prayed and prospered on the people?
They say the village notaries.
Yes.
You know, there are two types of notaries, not the proctor notary.
Oh.
The village notaries used to get land very cheap. Lands to which the man had no title, to Amunam, Amun Sunai, mine, and so on. And as a government had to deal with some of these matters, they are supposed to send a protocol, keep a protocol, and then send it for registration. Some of them have a blank protocol. Some proctor notaries also appear to have done that. After all, they come to know the position. The land is available, so and so is in need. And they have genealogies also of other cases.
You see, in the early 20s, there was a political criticism of the Wastelands Ordinance and the Land Settlement Department. But what is suspicious is that some of them, like Basavan Sudhare and A.A. Vikramasinghe in Kegal, were themselves land speculators.
Yeah.
And Lord Victor Correa also had gone in, and they were leading this attack, you see.
Yeah.
So it's a bit suspicious.
It is a bit suspicious. I cannot speak of Vikramasinghe. Correa had was notorious, but on the other hand, Correa was a good nationalist in other ways.
In other ways, he was on the poll tax business.
Poll tax business. And he was a fighter. He did not mind fighting a case, even if he had to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So he made use of the person. I came across cases and I was in Dandagam, mm-hmm. That's where he worked, you know, he had grabbed much land and so on. But I only heard it.
Even C.E.?
Not C.E. I think Victor Correa.
Yes. But he had a brother called C.E.
C.E. was a land lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
C.E. was supposed to be a better person. I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know.
I want to ask you also about the headman system. What did you think of it in the 20s and 30s?
Headman system is the headman, Muradani, Talai Mei, opposite the traditional system based on certain social acceptances. And going from father to son normally, it goes against the grain in many ways to our way of thinking today, that it should come down that way, that the headman should have so much power. It's like the Dubai system in a way, the banks have their shop, because they don't know the people. Someone will take responsibility, and so he's reliable and can be given 5,000 rupees loan. No amount of investigation by an Englishman would get that information. This man takes the responsibility, they use security, and so on. So they had to depend on that. When the GA had someone, they must have someone to give them information. So the Mudaliars were there, actually. and they had to depend for a certain amount of local knowledge on the minor headman, tradition. And headman those days, in a single time, they were not paid. They had to make this pay. And that is from Rajakarya. Rajakarya. So, it is in the part of the tradition. Now, to break that tradition in a day is not possible. People tried, there were various efforts made against headman, but Yama found it difficult to do it. Gradually, they started paying 15 rupees, I remember, they had money. Then they had given a court and they were asking emoluments of office. But still they continued to gather whatever old custom permitted them to do. Put in the community, craft complex, they like it. I'll tell you a case, interesting case, which illustrates many things. In Kurunagala, there was an appointment for village headman. Applications were invited. And I went to the village. So he notified the applicant. To select the applicant. Representations were made against so and so number one or three, that so and so has been convicted. Okay? Convicted of possession of illicit toys. At the interview, and all the others were present, in public it was actually what is the charge? Possession of illicit toys. And it never heard it. It is the first time I heard it. Case produced. Copy of the case produced. The man shouted it out. I was the villager person. Where is this child? Is it? I don't know. But the headman produced the case. The old headman, whose son was also an applicant, produced the case. That made me suspicious. I stopped inquiring. I said, go on with this case. It took some time. I couldn't do it that day. It transpired that he is working with the headman system, maybe. Usually the son acts when the man goes on the job. And that takes a claim that way. I have been acting. Seasonable. Man of experience has been acting. But he was known to be a very undesirable character, Chandi and all that. And not even educated. But he had been acting. This other man was a different community. There were two communities in the village. He was one of the other communities. He had gone to school in religion. And headman may have felt, that was a prejudice I acquired, he may have felt this young man is going to do our family out of this. And you can't think of having a man of that community as headman. By that time, the Kogura Constitution has come, and there was no prestige, or rather, no claim of by reason of family. So he had got the man, he applied the case again, Gavidu, Baba Vakra, Gavidu, Vakra. The case was called the village tribunal court. The man appeared here. And so what's the charge? And so yes, it is fine please. Give you a name. Is there. Case record, copy tape. Okay. For it. How many cases like that there must be? There will be case against you. How do you know? Unless nobody knows, even in the courthouse, some name is called Ravis in you, nobody worries about it. You see, in a whole palace, there are 50 villages, 6 villages, a man comes. He may become in disguise even.
He is your own man?
Yes, he is your own man. He comes there, pays the fine. And that's all.
Yes, in fact, how useful were these village tribunals to the administrator? Did you think they served?
Otherwise, they would have had to go to the higher court.
But the idea was to sort of have justice on the coconut tree without lawyers and all that. But wasn't it a fact that in some of the sophisticated areas, they went to the doctor before the court and got coached up again?
Well, it's so. I mean, it is so. It happens. But then, if the president is a man
of the
interest with the people, must be a man also who knows the customs of the people. There is substance for justice here. On the alternative, in instance of grievous mistake, where foreigners come.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Canada. The government agent was the appellate court from the late tribunal.
Yes.
There was a case of a person who has stolen a cow. Evidence was there, convicted, found it. The man says, I never had a cow. And what was the other problem is that that man had no cow. And I can prove it. Now what is the word that is the text? The text was haraka. Now haraka to me is a cow. No, bull. Haraka is bull. He is a generic cow. But haraka normally. Elogene is a cow. But in Madhugada, you know Madhugada?
No.
But he is on the way to beyond Elogene. The local dialect is haraka is a cow only and nothing else. Haraka is only a cow. Guna is bull. The president of the village tribunal was not from that area. He wouldn't hear of even an explanation that haraka means. At times they are very short tempered and things like that. Haraka one is a mandana haraka. Haraka is the enemy, guna. Whatever it is. That is right. In the field court, this man able to temptation. By that time, there was time for him to write and this in the haraka in our language. Cow, it never means a bull and so on. So there is that, the man of the place, that's where democracy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So the panchayat, which India is now having, panchayat, people are
here, yes.
Have societies now, the court now, my brother is the former secretary, justice.
Mm-hmm.
They are going ahead now with this court, you know, this court. No. Conciliation board.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Where every case has to come in the first instance for a conciliation board.
Mm-hmm.
Where they go into the village settlement.
Sort of arbitration.
Arbitration. They know the facts. We do not even go into inquiry. Okay, this is the position, what are you worrying about this one? So why not do this? If they are not satisfied, or if the county board says you cannot, we cannot dispose, no, then only can they go to court.
Yes, but the boards will have power to enforce, will they?
Now, in India, they have recently, after a period of experiment, been given the power.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot speak of Ceylon. I am not familiar with that.
Did you find them useful?
Extremely useful. It depends on the chance.
In what way were they useful?
In the first place, it is they who are interested in the village. The village council can those there in my time the village committee.
Yes, that's right.
Not council. And before that, in 1884, it was village community also.
Yes.
Then it consists of members of wards. Elected by the people. People who knew the member, not like a former parliamentarian who is not known to 90% of the electorate.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go and live in the village afterwards. So I would expect them to have more regard for the conditions of living in the village and for the development of it. Because they live there. They live with the people who are going to work for them. And they are themselves benefited or not benefited by any action they take.
But wouldn't they have special interests in the village and partialities and...
There again, that other thing you are coming back again, you say, villainies versus the non-villainies in the administration. These are prejudices, which will disappear. Another thing is, if you trust a man, and the man feels you trust him, he will show you better regard. As a case in point, there was a clerk in the Canticut who came of a certain family. There was a vacancy in the Procedure Village Tribunal. Now, ordinarily, this clerk would not have been sent to that. Different grade. He was sent to act. He felt he was given a certain position of trust. He felt he should pull his weight. He did a very good job of work.